Praise the Lord. Thank you for getting one of our CDs. You have just entered and put your lives in the hands of Liberty Temple Worship Center and in the voice of God. So I hope that the word that is on these CDs will do something to encourage you and uplift you. If you are despondent, discouraged, brokenhearted, feeling defeated, maybe the purpose of God will be established in your life by the word that is being preached. I guarantee you that it is a strong word, and it is an encouraging word, and it is an uplifting word. So let it bless you, beloved. Listen with your heart, listen with your spirit, and listen with your soul. And I guarantee you that the word that's flowing forth out of this will minister to you, because it is an anointed word. Not that we're anything great. We are who God has created us to become. But the word of God is what it is, and its strength, its power, its authority, and its dominion. So listen and be encouraged and uplifted. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, open them up to the 30th chapter of Psalms. And the 5th verse. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think I'd just like to wake up one morning and every circumstance and every situation and all my trials and everything that I'm going through, emotionally, physically, and financially, I wake up and it just, poof, it's over with. My God. I guess nobody here wants to wake up and that happen. I just like to wake up and just everything just be, go to the table and ain't no bills on the table. Ain't nobody calling me about nothing. But everything just has worked itself out by the power of God. It can happen. Amen. Amen. We have so much on us these days that wants to tie us down and yoke us down so that we can't move the way we need to move, the way we can no longer operate the way we need to operate, and we can't live the lives that we've been promised by God that we can live because of the circumstances and the situation in our lives that not only try to yoke us around our necks, containing messing with our minds, but they try to chain us around our feet so that we can't walk the way God wants us to walk. But God said there's something about to take place. God is moving in the earth in a supernatural way. What we need to do is get under the cloud where it's raining so God can rain down into our souls and into our spirit, so that that which we've been searching for, that which we've been seeking for, we no longer have to run to find it, but it's sitting right there in front of us. Just like Jesus said, for the kingdom of God is at hand, so we can just reach out and grab that which God has promised us. In this group of scriptures we read, it says, for his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but what?
Joy.
I didn't hear you, but what?
Joy.
But what?
Joy.
Coming in the morning, amen. Joy is coming in the morning. Let me get this thing. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew. Mess around and scare myself. That's a little better. Amen. For his anger endureth but a moment. Usually when we look at the word anger, we're assuming that it's talking about how mad God is and how upset he is. But that's not what he's saying. For his anger endureth for a moment, and his favor is life. For God is just as tired of the things that you're going through as you are. He is just as fed up as you are of the pain that you're experiencing, the sicknesses that you're having, of the troubles that are in your lives, the tribulation that you're going through, the persecution that you're under, the afflictions that are trying to bind you. God is just as tired of that as you are. That's why I said his favor, amen. His favor is life. The favor of God is life. God is moving by his favor these days. The grace of God is sufficient for anything and all things that we go through. And it is the favor of God, the power of God, that's going to be our strength and going to be our buckler and going to be our high tower, so that when it seems like we're drowning, a boat will come. When it seems like we can't get up, somebody will help us up. When it seems like you can't see, something something or perceive in your spirit when it seems like you can't hear. Something will be a voice, a still small voice will speak to the very depths of your heart. Why? Because the favor of God, God is trying to let you know that I'm angered by the things that my people are going through. I'm angered by the circumstances and the situations. That's why I've given you my favor. That's why I told you my grace is sufficient for all things. But we have to remember that when we're going through, we have to stop complaining. When it's rough, we have to stop complaining. When we're tired, we have to stop complaining. When there's hell all around us, we have to stop complaining. When we're sick, we have to stop complaining. And we have to stop complaining and start praising Him. Praise Him in the midst of your hurt. Praise Him in the midst of your discouragement. Praise Him in the midst of your trial. Praise Him through your tribulation. Praise Him in your persecution. Therefore, you'll see the very favor and the power of God. What I found out, Brother Tim, that when you praise God with whatever you're going through, in that very moment, the anger of God is kindled. When the anger of God is kindled, then He opens up the windows of heaven and the blessings of God begin to flow down into your life. Not just finances, but strength and joy and peace and mercy and goodness, the very things that we need in order to sustain ourselves in this cruel world. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. It says His favor is life. God's favor is life. So that lets me know that the favor is more than just a word, but favor now becomes a person. Favor becomes a something real. Favor becomes something that's living. Favor becomes something that applies itself in your life. When you think you can't make it and you're ready to give up, favor shows up. When they tell you that you can't live, favor shows up. When trouble is all around you and you're ready to run the other way, favor gives up. When trouble seems to be coming from the top and from the bottom, favor shows up. When you're sick in your body and you think you're not going to make it and the doctors give you a bad report, favor shows up. Favor just has a way of showing up because it's more than a word. It's a person. Jesus shows up. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the way maker. But we've got to keep our faith and our confidence in Him. We've got to stop complaining about everything that we go through. Lord God, why am I going through this? Lord God, why am I feeling this? Lord, why am I experiencing this? I know because I do it all the time. But I'm learning through my shortcomings. I'm learning through my trials. I'm learning through my afflictions. I'm learning through my tribulations. That if I offer up God a sacrifice of praise, when my hands don't feel like going up, I can still open my mouth. When my feet don't feel like standing, I can still open my mouth. When my body don't want to cooperate, I can still open my mouth. Therefore, it produces an atmosphere where God's favor will manifest itself in your life. You'll see God work things out. You'll see God give you strength where you have no strength. You'll see God supply joy where there is no joy. You'll see God bring forth peace where there is no peace. But we've got to do what? We've got to learn to praise Him in the midst of all of our circumstances. Oh my God. Because it says weeping may endure. Weeping is more than just crying, but weeping is complaining. I don't know about you, but I can do that real good. Boy, I can do some serious complaining. I'll get stretched back in that lazy boy and I'll just say, Lord, I had enough of this garbage. You are God. You're greater than all of this. So what are you going to do? I'm putting the ball in your court, Lord. And He turned around and said, you think so? You can't put it in a court that ain't there when I've already given you a court to play in. I've given you a court to stand upon. I've given you the visibility that you can't see and you can still see. I've given you the opportunity to hear what you can't hear. And I've given you the authority where you might understand that which is ununderstandable. So therefore, you have no excuse. The Bible says, Paul said, for you are without excuse, O wretched man. Meaning that we don't have an excuse to complain. We don't have an excuse to worm armor. We don't have an excuse to backbite. We don't have an excuse to do this, to weep and whine all the time, because God has already made provisions for us. But see, the key is, it's in our mind, it's our mindset. When our attitude changes, when our disposition changes, then everything around us changes. Those things that were bogging you down, when your attitude changed, they no longer can bog you down. Those folks that were getting on your nerve, when your attitude changes, they can no longer get on your nerve. I'd pray, Sister Norma, Lord God, you need to get rid of them. I'm tired of them. Just get them out of my life. I'm tired of them. God said, why don't you get out of theirs? I said, wait a minute, Lord, let's get this right. What do you mean get out of theirs? They messing with me. He said, if your attitude will change, you won't realize that you're being messed with. And if you don't realize you're being messed with, then that gets you out of their life. That's how the favor of God works. That's when you find out that the weeping that you're doing, the complaining and the murmuring and the belly aching that you're doing comes to an halt. It comes to a stop. Well, it ain't easy. I know. He's not sure making that sound easy. No, it is not easy. It's a battle. It's a fight. You're in a fight for your life. You're in a fight for your life. And when it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, you'll find out that I can't help you. Rochelle can't help you. Associate Pastor Relevant, or Brother Tim, or Sister Mecca, can't nobody help you but Jesus. We put our confidence in people, and then when things don't go right, we want to get all bent out of shape and upset and knocked down. You better realize something. You better stop weeping and complaining and realize that your joy is coming in the morning. When you're down and discouraged, joy is coming in the morning. When you're beat up and can't see your way, joy is coming in the morning. When they tell you they're going to cut this off and cut that off, joy is coming in the morning. When your body is racked with pain, joy is coming in the morning. When there's no peace in your mind and you're trying to figure out, how do I do this and how do I do that? I don't have enough for this and I don't have enough for that. Joy is coming in the morning. What is the joy? The joy is strength. The strength is joy, and joy is strength. What happens is your strength cometh in the morning. When is your morning? When you begin to praise God. When you begin to praise God, your morning could be right now. Your morning could be at 12 o'clock. Your morning could be at 10 p.m. Your morning is whenever you decide that whatever your situation is not greater than your praise. Whatever your problem is not greater than your praise. Whatever your trouble is not greater than your praise. That becomes your morning, and your joy becomes your strength. Now, instead of laying down on your face crying, you're standing up erect knowing that God is still your God, that he's still a healer, that he's still a deliverer, that he's still a way maker, and there's nothing that he cannot do. And I got news for you. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. God has enabled you to run this race, to strive for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. But you got to make up in your mind that that's what you want to do. You can hear all the preaching and the teaching that you want to hear. And it ain't worth a hill of beans until you decide what you're going to do for God. You have to decide. But I'm excited, though. I'm really excited. Because weeping, even though weeping may endure for a night, joy is coming in the morning. Night represents your attitude, your shortcomings, your disposition. Based on your emotions determines how much you complain. If you wake up with a good attitude one in the morning, then you don't complain about nothing. But don't wake up and have a bad attitude. Ain't nothing right. You've been drinking the same coffee for a month. Now all of a sudden, it don't taste good. You've been going to the same breakfast place for years. You wake up with a bad attitude. All of a sudden, they overcooked your eggs. They burnt your toast. The bacon is too soft. Everything changes when your attitude changes. But you have to realize, you have to create your joy. You have to create your peace. You can't wait on it to come down. See, folks waiting on Jesus to come down, just, I better not sit down. I might not be able to get back up. But you get the point. Folks are waiting on Jesus to come and sit right down next to him or stand in front of him and say, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. I'm going to take all your troubles, all your anxieties, all your stresses. I'm just going to take them right on out of your life. You better catch a clue, Opie. Because it ain't about to happen. Brother Tim, I found out God didn't take nothing out of my life. He left it right there. He left it all there. Not a cotton-picking thing did he take out. But what he did do, he put something on the inside of me. Now, there are times when that bad boy on the inside of me, that man on the inside of me, don't have no authority because I push him to the side and I do what I want to do anyway. Oh, I know don't none of y'all do that. Then I'll be hollering, oh, Lord, I'll never do it again. Whip, bam, slaggity lamb. There you are again, right in the midst of it again. And we try to blame Satan, or we give him all kind of names, but it's called you. That song they sing, Only You, I found out it was only me. Satan didn't have nothing to do with it. But what I did find out through it all, though, that the favor of God, the favor of God gave me the ability to stop weeping and understand that my joy was right here in front of me, and all I had to do was create the atmosphere for the joy to make the morning. So stop waiting. You know, we say, well, joy coming in the morning, and we go to sleep and wake up the next morning, expect everything to be all right, and we wake up the next morning, everything's worse. That's not what it means. You have to create your own morning. You have to take the darkness and turn it into the light. And the only way you can do that is through and by the word of God. There's darkness everywhere, but so is there light. The light of God is much power. Light dispels darkness in any case. So when you get the weeping and moaning and grumbling and complaining about your life, which I've done, and all that kind of stuff, you start praising God. You start praising him. Because God wasn't the one that said, I do. Oops. Come on and give God some praise. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Even though darkness may be all around me, light is about to create a way of escape for me. Morning represents light. Morning represents freshness. Morning represents renewal. Morning represents regeneration or reviving. My morning is coming. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and my strength is in my joy. So if I get my joy cometh in the morning, then my strength shall arise also, that whatever it is I'm going through, I no longer have to submit to it, but I can override it. I can overcome it. I can put it up under my feet, and I can bring it under subjection to the power of God, so that whatever it is I'm going through is now under my feet, and I'm not under his. And in closing, my God, hallelujah. Look at the 12th verse. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. When your joy cometh in the morning, it don't mean you got to be yelling. Hallelujah. But your praise, hallelujah, your praise is your glory, and your glory is your praise, and it is not silent because God hears your praise. I don't care what kind of storm you may be in, God will hear your praise. It cannot be kept silent. I don't care how much trouble you may be in, your praise will not be kept silent. God will hear your praise. It says, God inhabit the praise of a people. Doesn't say God inhabits the praises of a people. It said God inhabits the praise. That means he inhabits your praise individually. So that means you got to praise him. Sometimes you don't feel like opening your mouth, meditate in your praise. Sometimes you don't feel like meditating, sing songs unto yourself. Whatever it is you have to do to praise God, because see, praise does something to the heart of God. Praise excites him. Praise lifts him up. Praise encourages him to want to do something great and mighty for you. You need to get out of your trouble, you start praising God. You need to get free, set free, start praising God. I don't care what you're going through. If you start praising God, God's favor will manifest itself, and then the grace of God will show up on the scene and manifest the very glory of God. And in the midst of your praise, you'll see a light. You'll see a light that'll turn into joy. And when you have joy, you can make it through anything. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you be encouraged. Turn to your neighbor and say, weeping may endure for a night, but my joy and my mourning is now. Hallelujah. My mourning is now. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow morning, Sister Michelle. My mourning is now. I'm not going to wait for my light to, for tomorrow morning. It's right now. Amen. Your light or your mourning is wherever you created to be. You can sit and wait all you want. It says, well, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, you ought to look up the word wait. It doesn't mean sit there. It means to be busy. It means you got to be busy about the Lord's work. You got to be praising him and studying to show yourself approved. You got to be exalting him, and you've got to be meditating upon the word. You got to keep praying. That's what the word wait means. It don't mean just sit there and lay back and wait on God, because a lot of times he ain't coming because he didn't all realize that you don't have enough faith to bring him. So what you do is you praise him. Oh, I know. It's hard to praise God when you're tired. You done put up with people all day. They done got on your last nerve. And I do mean last, because you done run out of patience. Nothing going right. But I guarantee you, if you'll praise him in no darkness, it'll produce light. And there's something about the light that brings forth power. And there's something about power that brings forth energy. And when you have energia, you have the supernatural working in your life. We are on our way to something great and something mighty. Let nothing separate you from the love of God or from the power that God has given you. And you'll realize that your greatness is in you, and you hold forth your own destiny. Nobody controls your destiny. You control your own destiny, because God has his favor in you. And you remember, you may weep tonight, but in the morning, you're going to be a whole lot of joy. And I have decided, Sister Paulette, that I'm not going to wait till tomorrow morning or Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, but my morning is going to be right now, Sister Norma. Sister Brother Remy is going to be the next 3 hours. My morning is going to be at 8 o'clock tonight when Rev is preaching. My morning gonna stay all day. I'm gonna keep my morning moving, because as long as you keep it moving, you can't be stopped. We done got to a place where we let things stop us and stagnate us, because it becomes too hard and too great for us. And we say, oh, woe is me. God don't care about no woe is me. Look at what Job went through. I get tickled. I say, I must be Job's brother. So I'm going to do a genealogy check and see if I got some of his blood in me. Because if it's trouble out there, I'm going to find it. But it don't matter, Ma. Because as long as I can find the light, I'll find my way. Everybody stand. Weeping may endure for a night, Sister Sherry. But joy, my strength, is making its own morning. We got to start making our own mornings. Because we will not be defeated. Say, I will not be defeated. I mean, say it like you mean it. I will not be defeated. Say it one more time. I will not be defeated. We can't be defeated by depression, by discouragement, by hatred, by envy, by jealousy, by strife, by affliction, by nothing. Because we are the sons of the Most High God. And he has all power. Y'all thought I was going to stay in his hands, didn't I? But he has all power in us. This is where the power of God is. In you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. That you, and you, and you. That's where the power of God is. I don't want to see the hands of God no more. I want to see his face. Hallelujah. I want to look right down into the eyes of God. Because if I can look into the eyes of God, I can see the plan that he has for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to be anointed this morning, I want you to come down front. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect. Praise the Lord. I hope that word, and you know what? I changed that. I know it encouraged you, because God is a great God and his word never falls void. So I know it encouraged you and I know it uplifted you. Beloved, you stand on the word of God. As long as you stand on the word of God, you can never be defeated. You may get a little down, but the word will pick you back up. You may become discouraged, but the word will encourage you. You may be hurt in your spirit, but God knows how to heal, but it's through his word. Right now, we thank you for listening to the CD, and we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray by the power of the living God that the word that they've heard today, that it will enter deep into their souls and into their spirits. Father, that it will uplift them and that it will encourage them and that it will strengthen them. And Father, that they will realize that the joy of the Lord is their strength and their strength is in their joy. And Father, that the very power of your word shall establish a covenant with their souls and with their spirits, that regardless of what it is that they're going through, that they understand that the victory is theirs and not the problem. And their problem that they're going through is not bigger than their God, but their God is greater than that. So, Father, I thank you for this person. I thank you for them allowing the Liberty Temple Worship Center ministries to influence their lives and to encourage them and uplift them. So let the blessings of the Lord be upon them, Father. We thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.